Residents in the Indian city of Chennai had to buy water that got trucked in this month after the city nearly ran out. In southern New Jersey, residents are facing the opposite problem as they clean up after massive floods. The forces of nature have always created risks, but climate change is increasing those risks and fast. We're in for more dangerous heat, drought, and wildfires, more flooding, heavy downpours, and infrastructure damage. The World's Carolyn Beeler was just on a two-month expedition to Antarctica with scientists researching climate change. And along the way, she spoke with one of the ship's staffers about risk and how to manage it.
Hey, Rob. I just wanted to do a quick weather check where I am. Right,
Joey Patterson's job as marine technician is to deal with whatever Antarctica can throw at her. Today, she's in a small boat near a little rocky island just offshore of West Antarctica. And what it throws at her is a 1,500-pound elephant seal looking at her inflatable boat like it's lunch.
He started eyeballing the pontoons on the Zodiac, and he kind of, like, opened his mouth like he was going to put his mouth on it.
Joey grew up in Alaska, where she learned to stand her ground with big wild animals.
And so those instincts kicked in, and I was just like, no, don't bite my boat.
This is just one of the 1,000 work-related risks Joey takes on every day, big and small. She runs small boats and heavy science equipment on the Nathaniel B. Palmer research vessel here in West Antarctica. It's dangerous, physical work in a place where falling overboard could kill you in a matter of minutes. So Joey's a stickler for safety. One day, she guides a big metal scientific instrument off the deck of the ship into the water below. It's a super calm day, but she still tethers herself to the ship.
We've had waves that will come through the door and, like, break over my head. And you could definitely lose your feet.
2 weeks into the two-month science expedition, we're all reminded of why these safety precautions are necessary.
We have to medevac somebody.
The ship's chief scientist, Rob Larder, announces we're turning around for a medical emergency. We're headed to the nearest research base on the Antarctic Peninsula.
Because they have a hard airstrip and an aircraft that can go from there to South America. So that is the quickest way of getting somebody back to proper medical care.
The quickest way is still 1,000 miles and 4 days away. When we arrive offshore of the science base, Joey helps get the sick crew member over the side of our ship into a small boat that ferries her to land. To me, this is a powerful reminder of just how remote and vulnerable we are. But for Joey,
knowing in the back of your mind we're 4 days away from a doctor, that is like a driving force behind all of the little meticulous things that we do.
Joey's on her 9th trip to Antarctica, and she's comfortable with the risks she assumes to be here, partly because she has some control over her safety. But this job is bringing her face-to-face with a different kind of risk. Risks stemming from climate change.
And with climate change, it's a different feeling because you don't get a choice in entering that situation.
She tells me about growing up in Alaska and watching a glacier shrink before her very eyes.
On a very deep, like, personal level, it's very painful to see that. And those problems just seem so exponential. I don't even know how to begin protecting myself and my life and my livelihoods from what is already starting to happen.
A month into our trip, we finally arrive at our destination and come face to face with another disappearing glacier, a huge one, Thwaites Glacier. It's melting fast and could one day trigger up to 11 feet of sea level rise. When we get there, it's a somber day, but also an exciting one. No one's ever been where we are before. Joey's up on the 5th deck catwalk with a few scientists. The edge of the glacier slumps down to the water like a sledding hill and has these erratic peaks poking up. It does not look like a sheer cliff of ice like a healthy glacier would.
Test 1, 2.
Okay.
We're sailing so close, Joey suggests we try bouncing our voices off the face of the glacier.
Whoop!
I don't know, did you hear it?
I heard it.
Joey said this was a thrilling moment, but also a weird one, like staring climate change in the face.
I kind of felt sick, like my stomach got kind of quivery, because it's a very dramatic encapsulation of the chaos that's being experienced all over the planet right now with bigger storms and crazy temperatures. And to see this glacier that you know should have a geometric front all kind of slumped over and erratic just really sent that home.
Joey and ecologist Guy Bortolotto are struck by chunks of ice that look fragile enough to blow away.
That little block right there, that is just like sitting there perched perfectly. Like, who knows how long it'll stay there.
That tiny part looks like it's gonna fall at any second.
Yeah.
This one too. That one too.
Joey lives in Maine now, in a house she's renovating with her husband. It's 6 miles from the coast, but the area still floods sometimes during storms.
And I've seen it. I've seen water, like, roll into parking lots and things like that in the towns near where I live.
She wonders what'll happen as Thwaites Glacier melts and pushes up sea levels around the world.
It makes me think about protecting the things that I have, which I don't have very much. But what I do have is important to me, and kind of putting it in a place where the ocean, which is a giant, scary, and merciless thing, can't get to it.
The risks we face from climate change may be big and hard to wrap our heads around, but we have no choice but to get better at planning for them. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.
All of Carolyn's reporting and photographs from Antarctica are online at theworld.org.